Woke Lancet, Health Community Feeling Dread and Uncertainty Over Trump Victory. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 21, 2024. The once prestigious Lancet Medical Journal has rent its garments over Donald Trump's landslide victory, warning his chaotic approach to government threatens the status quo at the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA. Donald Trump's decisive re-election as U.S. president on November 5 puts many aspects of health and science in a deeply concerning position, states the unsigned editorial in the latest issue. His imminent return to the White House has left much of the health community in particular feeling dread and uncertainty about what comes next in the USA and globally, it adds. The Lancet has never attempted to disguise its hostility toward Trump or his supporters, and in a particularly virulent article in 2021 accused him of racism, xenophobia, and bigotry. Trump exploited low- and middle-income white people's anger over their deteriorating life prospects to mobilize racial animus and xenophobia and enlist their support for policies that benefit high-income people and corporations and threaten health, the UK-based journal stated. Trump's appeals to racism, nativism, and religious bigotry have emboldened white nationalists and vigilantes, and encouraged police violence and, at the end of his term in office, insurrection, The Lancet declared. In recent years, The Lancet has aligned itself with the far left, openly supporting abortion on demand, radical gender theory, race-based policies, and climate alarmism, and in this vein, was also critical of Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court during his first term. He chose judges for U.S. courts who are dismissive of affirmative action and reproductive, labor, civil, and voting rights, it argued, ordered the mass detention of immigrants in hazardous conditions, and promulgated regulations that reduce access to abortion and contraception in the USA and globally. Regarding Trump's ecological measures, The Lancet made the risible and thoroughly unscientific allegation that he was responsible for 22,000 environmentally related deaths. Trump's hostility to environmental regulations has already worsened pollution, resulting in more than 22,000 extra deaths in 2019 alone, hastened global warming, and despoiled national monuments and land sacred to native people, the journal contended. Oddly, The Lancet also labeled Trump's trade, defense, and foreign policies as bellicose, despite the fact that he is the only president in recent history not to have engaged the U.S. military in armed conflicts. As might be expected, The Lancet had nothing but praise for President Biden. The commission applauds President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for rejoining WHO in the Paris Climate Agreement, and for other steps they have taken to rescind some of President Trump's health-harming executive actions, The Lancet stated. In its current issue, The Lancet asserts that Trump's first term was singularly damaging. He is proud to rely on his instincts rather than any expertise, disdainful of scientists and the scientific process, and unpersuaded by any evidence that does not serve his agenda, the journal claims. Moreover, he has fomented disinformation and misinformation even in moments of national crisis and is the figurehead of a party with overt antipathy towards public health agencies and clear desires to radically reshape them, it declares. In particular, weakening the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Institutes of Health, and FDA risks creating a scientific vacuum, it states, and such hostility also serves to further undermine public trust in science at an already fragile time. What The Lancet fails to recognize is its own culpability in undermining public trust in science, through its uncritical defense of the World Health Organization, its propagation of climate change alarmism, its woke embrace of gender lunacy, and its blatant politicization of healthcare. Physician, heal thyself. Follow at Williams Rome.